So-called super shoes have been taking the world of athletics by storm. Only once seen on the feet of elite runners at the Olympics, they are now moving from the podium to the pavement as recreational runners have taken up these shoes. But what are super shoes and do they really make you faster? Joining me to talk about it is Dr. Owen Doyle, lecturer in health sciences at Macquarie University and researcher on all things running and the biomechanics of running. Owen, thanks so much for coming on. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So just what are these super shoes exactly?
Yeah, great question. They have evolved over the years. They've got some main features, which is they're actually a very lightweight design, so they're very light on your feet, which automatically will help runners. Another feature is the carbon fiber plate. So what that is, it's a rigid plate that's inside the midsole, and that basically helps propel the foot forward and kind of gives it almost like a springing effect. The final feature is quite a thick midsole foam. So they use special, it's called PBA foam, but basically it's a type of foam that compresses and rebounds more than your traditional sneaker. So that can help with some of that energy return when you land on the ground, and it kind of springs back from the ground, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And so how do these additional features benefit runners and how do they help people run faster?
Yeah, it's a good question. So a combination of them features, it's hypothesized that it changes the mechanics on the ground, so effectively using less energy as you're moving through. So what it helps in is it improves your running economy or your efficiency. So basically you use less oxygen per kilometer. Research has shown it improves your running economy by just under 3%, around 2.7%. So that can translate to faster times. It has largely been tested in high-level runners, though, so mostly elite or highly trained. So we're still a bit uncertain about, is that going to have the same effect on your recreational runners, possibly someone who runs a bit more casually, who doesn't run as much. Plus, they do change some mechanics in the foot, and that's something that we're definitely interested in looking in and understanding a little bit more as researchers.
And there are people who claim that they'll increase the risk of injuries. Is this true? You mentioned that it changed the mechanics of the foot. So if you're not trained to use them and you just start using them cold turkey, can that have some negative effects to your physical health?
Yeah, so great question. So it's all good things, sometimes they come at a cost. So we're still uncertain. There has been some early reports on bone stress fractures, especially in the midfoot. So as you can imagine, you're putting in these new technology into the foot that maybe we haven't fully seen the long-term effects. They're very new technology. So they do change certain things on the foot, and it's quite individual. It is very hard to understand and comprehend injuries because it's not just the shoes that's changing. You're potentially running further. You're maybe increasing your distance. So there's a lot of factors that are changing. So it is hard to see. We have seen some studies that have shown that it may increase foot into the metatarsals, the bones in the midfoot. Sometimes that may be related to the thicker midsole, so there might be more movement of the bones in the foot. Other studies have shown that they may reduce tibial load and you can recover quicker. So there is some studies that have seen lower rates with these.
Are you there, Owen?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, I thought I just lost you then. Is there a definitive answer as to whether these shoes are going to help recreational runners or not, or is it still kind of up in the air? And I suppose, what about long-distance runners compared to sprinters?
Good question. Sprinters is very much different because they tend to wear lighter shoes. There is certain super spike shoes that have a carbon fiber plate as well, but they exert quite high forces, so it is almost like a different sport in some ways. So most of this is on distance running. We know that it definitely will help some of the elite runners. It will probably help a lot of runners from a recreational level, but we always say that, you know, individualize it. So listen to your body. If you are going to use them, you wouldn't use them for all of your training. You'd introduce them to maybe some of your shorter runs or your tempo runs initially. And if you are going to use them in races, they can potentially give you that little boost in a race that you may not have otherwise. So we're trying to, until we know more in terms of research, we're saying, you know, you can be sensible with it. Like any piece of new equipment, you introduce it gradually and basically listen and monitor yourself and listen to your body for any pain or discomfort. That's a good warning sign.
Yeah. And so my last question for you, Owen, is if there is any runners out there listening who are considering making a switch to these super shoes, do you have any other tips or recommendations you would suggest they take into consideration for their decision?
Yeah, really good question. It is a bit of a mindful. There's a lot of brands, a lot of different places. I would recommend going to your specialty running stores. I think they're generally in the know and they've stocked them. You can talk to someone who's informed about running. So having a look at some of the specialty running stores is a really good solution to try to talk to someone who's informed about running to be able to kind of best inform yourself on which ones might fit you best and which might last the longest.
Brilliant stuff. All right, Owen, thank you so much for joining me this morning to have a chat about these super running shoes.
Great, thank you.
That was Dr. Owen Doyle, lecturer in health sciences at Macquarie University, talking about super shoes, if they make you faster, and what other ways you can use them.